Strange Adventure. The wild hill and canyon country that bordered Hathaway Creek was noted for its abundance of wildlife. And four of Martinsville's citizens, Peter Smorgas, Sheriff Patrick O'Brien, Ananias Hopkins, and last and least, John Friday, had come out here for a bit of hunting. It was deer season, and the men bet and bantered about the big buck they expected to bag. Sheriff O'Brien set his empty coffee cup down and reached for his rifle.
Well, ye would be big game hunters, eh? All set to go out after that big buck? Wait a minute, I've got an idea. Now, look, we'll pair up and go in opposite directions from the camp. That way we'll have a better chance of coming onto the deer. What do you say?
Ananias Hopkins nodded in agreement.
Well, it's okey-doke, Sheriff. But if we ever shoot a deer like I shot when I was a young feller in these parts, it'll take all four of us to carry him in.
John Friday prepared for the long trudge through the snow that covered the hills.
Peter and I'll follow the creek that leads north from here while you two go in some other direction.
Yeah, Patrick, and don't forget and think we're the game you're after. You and me don't make very good venison.
John and Peter followed the narrow creek bottom for quite a distance, but there were no sign of game. At last, the little man called a halt, and he and the huge Swede sat down upon a log to rest. Suddenly, Peter pointed to a spot of dark underbrush a short distance away.
Hey, look you, there in the brush. Does it look like a deer to you?
John sighted along Peter's pointing arm and nodded. The brown spot half hidden in the brush seemed to be wearing a pair of magnificent antlers.
Yeah, it does look like a deer. I know one way we can make sure.
John raised his gun, took careful aim at the spot, and fired. There was a rustle of dry branches as the head and antlers disappeared. The two hunters hurried to the spot, but trails of tracks and blood leading into the thick forest told the sad tale.
Aw, I hit him, Peter. He's wounded, so he can't get far. Yet maybe we can follow him.
John and Peter followed the plainly marked trail of the wounded animal. There was a loud rustle in the brush ahead, and the men came upon the largest buck they had ever seen. A quick shot finished the beast, and the hunters went over to have a look at their prize.
Isn't he a beauty, Peter?
Yeah, but how will we ever get him back to camp? We've walked for miles. I don't know if I could find my own way back.
The two men sat down to ponder upon their situation. In the cabin later that night, the four sat around the fire and wondered who would ever believe that a wounded buck would ever lead two lost hunters back to the very edge of their camp. It's a strange story, I know, but John Friday swears it's true. This is Pat McGee in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Trail Boss, our next tale of strange adventure.